From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After a significant rebound this morning from a brutal trading session yesterday, U.S. stocks are again trading lower heading into the close. At last check, the Dow is down more than 200 points or more than 1% at 15,666. The market had rallied after China implemented its second interest rate cut in as many months. Economics professor Sungwon Son of California State University says there's a silver lining to the record losses Wall Street weathered in recent trading sessions.
Investors feel a bit better about the market today. After all, we've gone through a correction, and this is a medicine that we needed, and I think we all feel that this is in the long run good for the U.S. stock market. And also uncertainties that came from overseas, especially from China, that has diminished. The price of oil is up and interest rates are down overseas, so we are getting a slew of good news for a change.
Three men in their 20s are indicted on federal charges for insider trading. A former J.P. Morgan securities analyst and two friends are accused of amassing more than $500,000 by using information before it was made public. The White House is inching closer to the number of senators it will need to uphold a presidential veto of any attempt to kill the nuclear pact with Iran. Today, Patty Murray became the 29th Democrat to voice support. Backers need 34 lawmakers. The city of Cleveland is paying tribute to Lewis Stokes, Ohio's first African-American congressman known for championing the rights of the poor. He died last week at the age of 90. WCPN's Brian Bull says more than 1,000 people turned out for Stokes' funeral service today.
Inside the crowded Oliva Institutional Baptist Church, a gospel choir enthralled the audience, which included Vice President Joe Biden and Congresswoman Marsha Fudge. Fudge now serves Stokes' district. She said his work as a civil rights attorney and U.S. representative was a blessing for those in poor communities with basic needs like food, education, and equal treatment under the law.
Eternal life is the fruitage of good works. Yes, I'm saying that if Lou Stokes is not in heaven, most of us can forget about it.
After his election in 1968, Stokes served 15 terms and pushed Congress to support veterans programs and urban development. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
Investigators in Brussels have searched two buildings where the suspect accused of attacking a high-speed rail train may have resided. In a statement issued by the federal prosecutor's office in Belgium, officials say no one has been detained or taken in for questioning. Authorities say a 25-year-old Moroccan man was believed to have boarded an Amsterdam to Paris train last week at a Brussels station. Witnesses say the heavily armed man was tackled by three Americans and a Briton. This is NPR News. The British government's announcing new penalties against immigrants in the UK illegally and businesses that help them. Larry Miller has more from London.
Immigration Minister James Brokenshire vows the Conservative government will crack down on abuse in a new bill to be introduced in the next session of Parliament. This will include jailing for up to 6 months illegal immigrants found working, unlimited fines, and seizing their assets. Firms will be required to show they carried out proper checks before hiring the immigrants, or they could be closed down. Employers will face up to 5 years in prison.
Larry Miller reporting from London. In Lebanon, cabinet ministers have rejected a winning bid to manage the country's garbage crisis. NPR's Allison Muse reports a decision came after anti-government protesters criticized the bid as being too costly.
Lebanon's cabinet is promising $100 million worth of investments for the northern impoverished region of Akkar. That's an incentive to host Lebanon's new dump. For more than a month, the country has suffered a garbage collection crisis. The main landfill has been well beyond capacity for years, but the government never found solutions. That's the sound of demonstrators shouting, "Revolution!" Lebanon's problems are compounded by the war next door in Syria and 2 million refugees, but protesters say they blame their own politicians for years of deteriorating services. Alison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Before the close, the Dow is down more than 200 points, more than 1%, at 15,667. This is NPR News.